Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Dirty Deeds and They Are Done Dirt Cheap, or...
Hey there, everybody. Happy Monday. How are you feeling? Hope you're feeling good. It is a new week. Today is the 11th of July, 2022, as you listen. My name is Patrick Foster. You're tuned into the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. On behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and great friend, Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you all to another week of musical exploration and discussion. Today, we're going to start off with one of those bite-sized history lessons, a series we call What Was First. As we prepare for some more stuff later in the week, we're going to have some patron appearances. We're going to have some new music. And we're going to have all kinds of good stuff for you. And for those who listen regularly to this segment, you'll know that we have got quite a few suggestions that have come in via our communication channels. We're all the way up to almost 50 suggestions now in the queue. So I set up a little random generator. I gave every suggestion a number, kind of hit the big wheel and spun it. And I did that earlier today, spun the wheel, and it came out with number 5. And number 5 turned out to be Dual Tone Records. And this is a suggestion sent in from that man from Louisville, Adam Coop.
Coop!
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Coop's original message here says, how about Dual Tone Records? The Lumineers, Shovels and Rope, and Shaky Graves. They put out some great indie folk albums. So there it is, folks, Dual Tone Records. It's a record label specializing in folk, Americana, and indie rock, according to the source of all human knowledge. Wikipedia, it was founded in 2001 by Scott Robinson and Dan Harrington. And some of the other artists they've got down here, it says Dual Tone has been nominated for 16 Grammy Awards, winning 4. The label celebrated its 20th year in 2021. Some of the current artists, in addition to those we already mentioned, Guy Clark has put out music there. Mountjoy, Robert Earl Keen, The Wild Reeds, and Amos Lee. So cool stuff. Yeah, pretty accurate description, I think. And also the band The Lone Bellow. I think they may have featured on Suburbs Pod at some point. So this is great. And it turned out that I did a little bit of research on this, and I think, you know, I came up with the right one, but I wasn't quite sure if this is really the first. I couldn't get, you know, like that third source to totally definitively, you know, authenticate this. I found a little something here on their website. I found something over there on Discogs. I found something, maybe, on a little music forum. So I decided to take the bull by the horns, so to speak, and I actually sent an email directly to Dual Tone Records figuring, well, we'll see, you know, if they get back to me. We'll have to put this on the shelf. And guess what? They got back to me right away within an hour. And their response to my question, I will read it to you. I said, one of our listeners suggested that we do an episode on Dual Tone. Some preliminary research pointed me towards Hazy Dixie's A Hillbilly Tribute to AC/DC, but I wanted to get in touch to see if someone could confirm this for me before I go ahead. And the response came from one Paul Roper saying, yes, I believe that is correct. So that's good news. And thank you, Paul, for answering my email so quickly. And looks like Paul Roper is the label's president, according to research. So I think we have it on good authority that it was Hazy Dixie doing a hillbilly tribute to AC/DC. Just so happens I have this album, and I love it. It's a great record to play at parties, great record to play when you're making a mixtape and you want to throw something in there for somebody. It's a great record to play if you just want to drive around and turn up the radio really loud and listen to guys on banjo, mandolin, and acoustic instruments covering AC/DC and doing a hell of a job, So without further ado, I know you're going to want to hear this. Let's go ahead and drop the needle on the first track, Highway to Hell.
Living easy, living free, season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be, taking everything in my stride. Don't need reasons, don't need rhyme, there ain't nothing that I'd rather do. Going down, it's part
party time. Yeah, my friends are gonna be there too. I'm on the highway to hell. The highway to hell. The highway to hell. The highway to hell. No stop signs or speed limits. Nobody gonna slow me down. Like a wheel gonna spin it. Nobody gonna mess me around. Hey Satan, paid my dues. I'm playing in this bluegrass band. Hey mama, look at me. I'm on my way to the promised land. Yeehaw, on the highway to hell.
Yes, indeed. A ton of fun right there. Highway to Hell. Also, on this record, you get what you might expect, some of the greatest AC/DC songs of all time. Now, I want you to think about the name Haysie Dixie. H-A-Y-S-E-E-D, Dixie. Haysie Dixie. Say it the right way. It sounds like AC/DC a little bit. Haysie Dixie. You get Hell's Bells. You get Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. You get You Shook Me All Night Long, of course. Money Talks. Have a Drink on Me, TNT, Big Balls, and Back in Black. It's 10 songs of magic. It came out on a compact disc in the year 2001. And it's on Dual Tone Records, as I said. Now, there's a bunch of little partnerships and stuff that Dual Tone has here and there. So there's not a clear Dual Tone 001 here. The catalog number 1104-2 comes up pretty consistently. There's also the Dual Tone Music Group and also Western Beat Entertainment sometimes is seen, but that's all really one umbrella underneath Dual Tone Records as I understand it. Now, I'll tell you what's a little more perplexing is I looked as every place I could, I looked in the band's website, I looked on all kinds of discographies and even on Discogs, and maybe I didn't look in the right place, but I can't currently find who played on this record. I can tell you who's in Haysie Dixie right now, and I can tell you all their albums. They do a fantastic job of incorporating grass into their song titles. I guess their style, maybe coined by them or their followers, is something called rock grass. So they definitely are doing covers of classic rock and roll tunes in a bluegrass sped up style. Because you have "Kiss My Grass" from 2003, which is a hillbilly tribute to Kiss. "Let There Be Rock Grass" from 2004, "A Hot Piece of Grass" from 2005, "Weapons of Grass Destruction," and "Hair Down to My Grass." "Free Your Mind and Your Grass Will Follow," and a live album from Scotland, "It Happened So Grassed." And who could forget 2020's "Blast from the Grassed." So they do all kinds of fun stuff. They're also occasionally known as Kerosene Brothers and the Deer Lick Holler Boys. And the members anyway listed on Discogs are Dale Reno, Don Wayne Reno, Jake Byers, and John Wheeler. On the Haysie Dixie website, Haysie-Dixie.com, they list John Wheeler, a.k.a. Barley Scotch, Hippie Joe Hymus, Tim Carter, and Jake Bakesnake Byers as the members. But, again, I'm not sure if they played on this first album or not. Somebody out there is a big Haysie Dixie fan. If you can get in touch and let me know. I'd surely appreciate it. But anyway, there is the story. That's the first release on Dual Tone Records. It's cool. Definitely I've heard of a lot of these artists, but there's a couple I haven't heard of and definitely will check out. One interesting thing is that 2003, they put out June Carter Cash's posthumous album, Wildwood Flower. It includes some of the final duets with her and Johnny Cash, which won a couple Grammys. And Shaky Graves, that's a band I need to learn more about, but they're definitely a staple of the Dual Tone Records roster. So I want to thank President Paul Roper of Dual Tone for getting back to me. I want to thank the Coop for suggesting this interesting label that I think we should all go and check out. They got a whole bunch of cool stuff available. Is there any other way to go out other than with Back in Black off of Haysie Dixie's A Hillbilly Tribute to AC/DC, the first release on Dual Tone Records. That's what we're gonna do. If you'd like to get in touch and maybe send me some info I need or suggest a What Was First episode, please do that. You can send us an email at rock@suburbspod.com. You can attach a voice file there if you so wish. You can find us out on the socials at Suburbs Pod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And, of course, if you want to stick your head out the window and just yell, somebody eventually will come and get the message to us. I promise you. If you yell long enough and loud enough, it will work. All right, folks, on behalf of my co-founder, co-host, and great friend Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster, and I want to tell you, this is Hazy Dixie, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Back in black, out of sight. Been gone too long, it's good to be back. I'm dead loose from the news. That's kept me hanging about. I'm looking at the sky, cause it's getting me high. Forget the hearse, cause I never die. I got nine lives, cat's eyes. I'm using every one of them and running wild. Cause I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. You know I'm back. Cadillac number one with the bullet on my power pack. Cause I'm in a bang with a gang. They gotta catch me if they want me to hang. Cause I'm back in the track and I'm beating the flag. Nobody's gonna get me on another ramp. No, look at me now, I'm just making my play. Don't wanna press your luck, just get out of my way. And I'm back. Yes, I'm back.
Hey, see, Dixie, AC, DC, AC, he, see, AC, hey, seed, AC, DC.